Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the mysterious key to a very haunted room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then you can become a premium subscriber. By doing that, you get advanced episodes, you get access to the archive, and no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am here today.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, it was a few episodes back. I don't remember last week, I think. You were talking about a picture falling off your wall in the middle of the night and shattering.
Right.
And bent the frame. Glass goes everywhere.
It didn't bend the frame. It broke
the frame.
And you guys, not at the joints, in the middle of the frame.
Which is really bizarre. Shouldn't break there.
Right.
But, so my question to you is, has anything happened since? Has it been pretty chill in your house or what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing's happened since. I decided I am going to succeed. I am going to own the day. So I went and got a new frame. I put the picture back in it. And this time I made sure it was on a nail. It wasn't the sticky things. And I hung it back up and I said, I will win this. And so far, just try to outsmart me. and so far, it's fine. You know, and honestly, I'm not so sure that there wasn't some scientific reason for this, that there was pressure that built up and it exploded and somehow that happened. My point in the paranormal end of this was the stacked glass on the end table. That was weird. And that almost makes me think that someone was protecting me because it so could have easily hit me in the face or the head where it was. And it was as if someone took it and stopped it from hitting me and then just set it nicely on the end table in layers.
And when you put the picture back up, another thing that you might say at some point is, hey, just want you to know, there are more picture frames than times you can
blow things up. That's right.
There are a lot. I can go to Dollar Tree any day. I can pick up another one for $1.25.
That's right.
Because it really is, let's face it, is the $1.25 tree.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like, I can put cheap-ass frames on this forever.
We'll just keep
going
with this.
I can buy them in bulk.
I intend to win this one. And it is just a cute little picture of a rabbit that I drew. I mean, it's just a cute rabbit. I don't know. He's got a little attitude, maybe, but
I hate rabbits. Yeah. I'm against rabbits.
We're going to blow this rabbit picture up.
Take that. Well, I've got this story today that I think is so interesting. The mysterious key thing. This is a story not from me, but from my mother, which has always stuck out to me as one of her most fascinating paranormal experiences.
So she's had others.
It sounds like it. My mom worked for an airline as a flight attendant in the early 80s, which is now known as Air Canada. On one of their flights to Scotland, the weather took a turn for the worst and they had to make an emergency landing at the nearest airport. An old military base was their closest option. You know, it's an emergency. It's like, we'll take the old military base.
Yeah.
So they made the emergency landing there. The next step being to find accommodations for the crew and the passengers on board. A small hotel was found for the passengers, but the only other available space for the crew to sleep happened to be an old castle that was turned into a bed and breakfast. They were more than happy to stay there for the night as they made their way down a dark road towards the castle. Sounds like something out of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Brad and Janet. It's dark and stormy night. It was standard for the crew to enjoy a nightcap together in whatever accommodations they would stay at. And this castle happened to have an elaborate sitting room where they all wanted to enjoy a glass of whiskey or two before bed. My mom, not being a big drinker, decided to stay for a quick drink and then was the first to call in a night. She had an old skeleton key with a tag that indicated where her room was. She wandered down the long hallway and wondered why her room was so far away, but it really didn't concern her at the moment, just being grateful that they were able to find accommodations so late at night. Finally, the room, matching the number on the key, came into view in a very isolated section of the castle. The room was very old-fashioned, with long, heavy drapes lining the windows and a very majestic wooden four-poster bed. You can kind of just picture that, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
As she lay down, very eager to rest, she saw one of the drapes very visibly start to lift off the ground. Thinking there must be a window open, she went over to close it, only to find that it wasn't open at all. After climbing back into bed moments later, she felt the blankets slowly being pulled off towards the end of the bed.
Oh.
No! Don't do this! At that moment, she sensed a very obvious presence in the room. It wasn't threatening, nor was she scared by it. Here's what... I just got to say this. I would be scared.
Well, yeah.
Blankets are coming off, drapes are moving, but I'm not scared. I would be scared.
Well, and I'm just creeped just out. Like, why do you need to see my body?
Leave my damn blankets
on.
Does
that make sense? Like... You know, if you're pulling the blankets off, why are you doing that?
But I don't know. She wasn't scared. And it says, as she described it, it felt like a feminine energy, possibly just seeking out validation that it was there, which is a really odd. I've never sensed that. That would be really interesting to me because you feel like there's a presence in the room, but it just wants to be acknowledged and validated. Like, hey, get you're here. You're here. I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have heard that, where there are spirits that want validation. That I have heard.
Makes some sense, right?
Yeah.
I've never had that experience, but it kind of makes some sense. Just want you to know, it's my room.
Yeah.
Morning came, which becomes part of the story, that it is the most unexplainable to me. My mom woke up and started getting ready for the day, thinking it was odd that she couldn't hear her coworkers in the rooms beside her getting ready as well. She was used to hearing the sounds of blow dryers and the high-pitched chatter of her fellow flight attendants. As she left the room, she made her way back down the long hallway, wondering why no one else seemed to have a room beside her. The front desk came into view, and there stood a small lady who appeared to be the caretaker. In a thick Scottish accent, I'm not going to attempt it, the lady belted out, "How was your sleep, my dear?" My mom handed back the skeleton key to the lady and said, "I slept great, but there was an odd feeling in that room." The caretaker's face dropped as she said in a low voice, "My dear, how did you get that key? We don't give out that room to anyone." My mom replied that she couldn't actually remember how she got the key. It was just in her hand as she left the sitting room the night before. The caretaker said that it wasn't possible that anyone gave her that key, because she was the only one that assigned rooms to everyone the night before and didn't remember my mom even being there. They both looked at each other in astonishment. The caretaker went on to tell my mom that they left that room empty because there was a woman who they called the Green Lady who lived there in the early 1800s and tragically committed suicide in that very room. Then and there, my mom's feeling of a female presence was confirmed, knowing that it was the Green Lady who visited her that night. But the question remains, who gave her the key? Yeah. This actually sounds like just a great ghost story.
It is a great ghost story, but how did she end up with that room?
That's the end of the story. Yeah. Like, we have no idea.
I'm glad she was okay all night. I mean, well, yeah. You know, aside from the taking off the blankets and the curtains and everything, apparently nothing else happened and she seemed to go to sleep.
Right.
But that's a really interesting twist.
Yeah.
That she got that key.
And the lady's like, I didn't give it to you. We never give that key to anybody. I handed out all the keys. I don't even remember seeing you. Oops, sorry. To anybody, that was not paranormal chains rattling. That was just dogs. Because that would sound like yes, paranormal.
There's that an extra again, dog. Yeah, extra
not,
dog.
Here. Not paranormal chains rattling. Once in a while, you can hear that in the background, like when you and I are doing podcasts. Because we both have a dog. But I don't know. It just is a great ghost story.
It's a good ghost story. And I like the whole castle thing. And, you know, everything about it is a really good, you know, haunted story.
I mean, everything about that story. There's the, they're in an airplane. There's the weather. They have to land at an old military base. Everybody was safe. But the flight crew had to stay at a castle in Scotland. And then she ends up with a green lady who obviously made her presence quite known.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's like mysterious. Like, how did she get the key? Why did she sleep there? What?
Yeah. What was the purpose? Because other than the, you know, entity wanted validation, wanted somebody in the room that night.
Do you think it could be? Because the one part that stumps me is the lady's like, I don't even remember seeing you. I said that in my best Scottish accent, by the way. But she doesn't even remember giving that her mom any key.
Yeah, because she didn't even see her, she said.
And then the woman's like, I don't know. I'm just holding my key, going to my room. I don't know. It was in my hand. It's just so strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no explanation for that other than that's a great ghost story.
It's a good ghost story. So it's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah, for that one. And we've got this call from Rico in Tulsa.
In Tulsa. He's not so far from Tulsa. You're not so far from Tulsa.
And I just like this guy. I don't know. I really like Rico.
You know, I like Tulsa, so I'm not surprised we like Rico.
I like Tulsa, too. If you've never been to Tulsa, it's a really great city.
It is.
What's up? What's up? Rico, Tulsa, Oklahoma, chiming in. I was listening just now at the last episode. Maybe want to tell you guys about another account, man. It's really one of those things that I never really kept in the back of my mind, but it was just like something that sparked a memory. But my parents had the audacity to put my brother and I, it was like a community rec center for kids. You know, we'd go, they would give us the milk and the orange juice and the bologna, you know, the sandwiches. And then they have this, like, this retired police officer or something, like this washed up, you know, military guy to come and teach us some judo or some shit like that, right? So, you know, while we're supposed to be in the rec center during this time, we're supposed to be learning judo, you know, learning how to do these step moves, you know, from this guy who could barely keep his balance. You know, some of the youth felt the need to go into the bathroom and play a game of Bloody Mary. So I'm thinking to myself, like, interesting, you know, I like karate, but I'm interested in, you know, that kind of creepy stuff too, you know. And this was a summer where it was like a lot of horror movies. I won't tell you the year because you might know how old I am, but I think I told you last call. Anyway, so I'm in there with this semi-retired police officer doing these, you know, us and other kids doing these punches. And my brother's like, hey, Rico, man, come in here, man. We're about to do a thing of Bloody Mary. This is my older brother who's telling me he's going to do a session of Bloody Mary. This is my older brother. I look up to this guy. Man, I must have got curious, and it's like, you know, I was walking towards the bathroom in the rec center just to kind of hear what was going on, because they turned all the lights off, and I was just kind of curious to, you know, kind of see what was going on. Man, all of a sudden, when you walk into this bathroom, you gotta push it when you walk into this bathroom. All I know is the door pulled open with such force as if somebody pushed it. But Lord, my brother opened the door and hauled ass out of there. Now, when I saw my older brother running, I didn't even know the situation. I just knew if my brother's running, then I'm running. I don't know what was happening. Everybody was following. I think I redefined the term balls to the wall that day because I followed my brother and I probably beat everybody. It was just a crazy moment. It was a Bloody Mary situation. The details were explained later. I don't even want to get into it, but I thought it was kind of humorous. I like to find humor in this paranormal type, but I know it's real. But anyway, Tony, I've actually casted out demons, man. I'm not just a spectator. I've actually casted out these things. And anyway, I love the show. I'll holler at you some other time, man.
I like Rico. I really do.
I love him.
But that story made me laugh. Like, the whole, what do you say, Bloody Mary situation. And I don't know that any of that's paranormal because there's another part of that story that we don't know, Rico.
I think Rico left out the paranormal part of the story.
Yeah. But at the very, very end, he's like, oh, by the way, I cast out demons before. Like, who does that? Who? I do not know one person besides Rico who's ever been like, and I don't even know Rico.
Way to bury the lead.
Right? Yeah. It's like you go through that story and I like the way he tells it. It makes you smile. It's like, is it paranormal? I have no idea.
I want to know what happened.
I know.
So tell us the details, Rico.
Well, I want to know about the Bloody Mary situation.
Me too.
And the new definition for balls to the walls, which made me laugh.
And believe you me, I get it when like you see the fear in your brother's face, your sister, whoever, and they're running and they give you that look like, I don't have time to tell you, just go.
Right.
And everybody goes, right? You go with them because you get it, right? You know something really bad just happened. You can tell by their face.
But here's what makes me laugh. So he tells this story. I love the whole storytelling part of it.
He's really good at storytelling.
Right? Because like the whole military ex-cop guy who's like so teaching judo or something.
And I like the milk, orange juice, and bologna too.
Yeah.
That was good.
So you're going through the story and it's just kind of an entertaining story. Don't know if it's paranormal. But the one story that probably is, oh, and I cast out some demons. Do you have a story about that one?
I think something happened in the bathroom that was paranormal. Or it really could scared have. These kids really bad.
Sometimes, though, in that situation, you know, when you were kids and you would do that kind of shit, because we all have, and we try to scare each other, mm-hmm. and we read scary stories in the dark and all that stuff. They could have scared themselves. You know, it could have been a situation because, you know, your sense of, you know, you're going in there going, oh, this is going to be scary. You know, we could conjure up a demon or something with this. And you're a kid. So you go in there with this heightened sense of paranoia and fear. Mm-hmm. And then one little thing, you know, the plumbing could make a noise. I'm sure it was an older building. There could be any kind of weird building noise.
But
that could send all the kids running out of there
But there seem to be details. Details we don't know.
But then did he not share the details because they weren't scary, or did he not share the details because he's saving them for another time?
I don't know. I want the details.
This would have been the perfect time to share those details.
I want details.
I'm just saying. So, Rico, more information, please. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. You can call in 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps,
Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.